Ukraine's parliament is delaying the formation of a new government. It was supposed to happen today, but the Speaker of Parliament, who was named Ukraine's interim leader, now says the government should be in place by Thursday. The delay reflects some of the challenges facing Ukraine after ousted President Viktor Yanukovych went into hiding. Yanukovych is a wanted man after last week's violence in Kiev, where more than 80 people were killed, and most of them anti-government protesters, citizens who just showed up for Ukraine's latest revolution. So, with one government gone and an interim one taking shape, who is in charge? The BBC's Steve Rosenberg reports from Kiev.
At a checkpoint on the main road into Kiev, I meet the new traffic police. They have tracksuit bottoms, balaclavas, and baseball bats. They're volunteers in a People's Defense Force, a unit of 100 men, born of Ukraine's revolution. The checkpoint chief tells me they're in charge here until a more effective and less corrupt police force is set up. In the city center, there are more signs of people power. A crowd is demanding that the party of the regents, Viktor Yanukovych's party, be banned. People here are insisting on new, untainted MPs. Some activists have set up a lie detector outside parliament. Andrei is in charge.
It's very simple. Lie detector and one question. Who are you?
So you want every
new MP or any member of Ukrainian government to take a lie detector? And one question. Are you stole anything from Ukrainian people? Are you stole anything from Ukrainian budget? Yes or not?
Nearby, I meet Stanislav, an IT contractor turned revolutionary. He has a riot shield, a tin hat, and he's on guard outside the government building. Stanislav celebrated when Viktor Yanukovych was ousted. But he's uneasy at the thought of the former Prime Minister, Yulia Tymoshenko, running for president.
We don't want, you know, those same kind of politics that already failed coming back. Ms. Tymoshenko failed badly already. Why she should be coming back? She's part of that thing that we were trying to get rid of.
In the parliament, MPs are under intense pressure to stabilize the country. The economy is in ruins. Officials claim that Ukraine needs $35 billion of aid to stay afloat. It's looking to the West for help, but there's pressure from the East. Russia's Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev condemned Ukraine's new leaders for conducting an armed mutiny. To Moscow, this looks like regime change, executed by terrorists and engineered by the West. Russia has recalled its ambassador from Kiev for consultations. What the West fears most is some kind of Russian military intervention in Ukraine, possibly in Crimea, where 60% of the local population is ethnically Russian. Sergei Taran is director of the Kiev-based International Democracy Institute.
This event is a complete disaster for Russia. It is complete defeat, because they were going to shape geopolitical situation in Eastern Europe and to take Ukraine, but now they failed. And of course, they are very angry. Putin is very angry. But they're not going to spoil relations with the West just because of the ambitions of Putin. If they do this, I would compare this with how Yanukovych started to shoot people on the street. It would have the same result for the Russia in geopolitical scale.
Former Ukrainian Foreign Minister Boris Tarasyuk says he refuses to be intimidated.
We have enough military forces in the Crimea to protect our territorial integrity. It could be a suicide for any country, including Russia, you know, to use the armed forces against Ukrainians.
But Russia has its Black Sea Fleet in the Crimea, 20,000 troops at a naval base. Do you think Ukraine could win an armed conflict against Russia?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because we are in our home.
Independence Square is now a carpet of flowers and candles. it echoes to the sound of prayers for the dead. Change in Ukraine has been so sudden, so violent, so disorienting, that it's difficult to predict what long-term consequences there'll be for the people of Ukraine and for the region.
The BBC's Steve Rosenberg reporting from Kiev.